going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. You may be feeling like you need some hope right now. A new documentary explores four stories that could inspire you, including one that features a local woman. Andrew Hansen is host of the Springfield, Illinois Diocese's podcast, Dive Deep. He's editor of the magazine Catholic Times and former TV personality, and now he's co-host of the film God is Alive, Part 2. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Megan. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about what this project is about, because this is the second one that you've done, correct?
Correct. Yes. So a couple years ago, we put out God is Alive, Part 1. And the point is, we go around central Illinois, at least in Part 1, seeking stories of miraculous events or people who are, it's just incredible stories of faith. And that got so much good publicity, of course, in our diocese in central Illinois, in the Midwest, and even around the country, that people were like, can you do part two? And I'm like, well, if I have enough stories, we can find some stories. And lo and behold, we did find several stories. This time we branched out a little bit to the Midwest. We're in Missouri, we're up in Chicago, and we're back in central Illinois. And the crux of it is we want to show that God is alive, because as you said, there's so much hopelessness in our world. There's so much despair. And people may be wondering sometimes, hello, God, are you even up there? Are you even listening to me? So we set up four stories to show that God is alive, both in miraculous events and people who are maybe had tragedies or difficulties in their life, and how they still found hope, faith, love in God, and how that can teach all of us to have that same mentality.
I'm thinking of Alma Peterson. You featured her. She's from Edwardsville. I know I've seen her church actually post about her story. She has quite a story of perseverance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Alma is, oh my gosh, an incredible witness for faith and hope, because she was born in Mexico, and her story is one of, you'd think, complete hopelessness. She was born in extreme poverty, didn't have a bed, didn't have any toys, and she had some incredible hardships when it came to her family. Her mom said she didn't love her. Her dad was an alcoholic. She was raped by her boyfriend. She came to America, and her dad said she couldn't pursue what she wanted to do in the medical field. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And the people who hurt her the most were the people who really should have loved her the most. And yet, despite all of that, she did something that most of us couldn't do, and she found forgiveness. Now, granted, it had to take her a while to get there, and she had one special event, which I'll just kind of tease and put out there. She had one thing that happened to her that got her to that forgiveness stage. But when we think of all of us, boy, if someone makes fun of us behind our back, I feel like, you know, even me, I'm like, you know, I can't forgive that person. And yet Alma had these unbelievably hardships and tragedies, and she found forgiveness. And her story is going to teach all of us on how we can get there, how we can still have hope, how we can still find God, even amongst all these incredible hardships.
Do you feel like Christians, even Christians, are struggling to find some hope right now?
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, we live in a culture right now. Yeah, there is a lot of hatred, violence, uncertainty. And that's what people of faith, yes, and I'm glad you brought up Christians, because while our film, our documentary, obviously has a Catholic bent to it, it is one for people of all faiths, because the themes are still there of despite tragedy, hardship, God, you feel like God's not answering your prayer. There are so many things in this documentary that can resonate with folks when it comes to how they're feeling right now. And whether you're full of faith or you're clinging to faith or just getting into faith, I guarantee you there's a story in here that will make you at least get you one notch closer to that hope that you need. And as Christians, the hope, of course, is in we find in the resurrection of our Lord and eternal life. So, you know, if we have our eyes on God all the time, even amongst all those issues and troubles we're having, that hope is what can get you through.
Andrew, what would you say to people who are listening now who might say, oh, this is hokey, you have got to be kidding me? You know, how do you draw on this in times of really terrible circumstances?
Well, I think if you think it's hokey, then what would you say to these people who had these personal testimonies, who are obviously willing and be brave enough to be put on camera and to share these incredible stories? Yes, when it comes to faith, it is sometimes hard to believe. And when it comes to miraculous events or people who have incredible stories of faith, if you choose not to believe, you know, that's up to you. But I think when it comes to Jesus Christ, remember doubting Thomas after he rose from the dead and came back to visit his apostles. Thomas didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And he said, unless I put my finger in his hands and his sides, I will not believe. And what did Jesus say to him when he finally did it? Blessed are those who have not seen, but still believed. And I think that's what we always have to remember when it comes to these things. And the other thing to remember is you got to put God in your life, because he will ultimately get you through it. And you may not feel it at that moment. As we show in this documentary, there are many times where that thing didn't happen right away. But to have that perseverance, to have that hope, to continue that trust, and to try not to fall in despair. I want to add one more thing, because I know so many people, when they face tragedy and hardship, they don't see the silver lining, so to speak, right away. Or maybe they don't see it at all, and they can fall into despair and hopelessness. But I want to really emphasize that sometimes you may not see it on this side of eternity. You'll see it on the other side. And to have that trust. Yes, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry with God. And you know what? It's okay to be angry with God, because God can take it. But to just continue to have that trust, to have that faith, to have that hope, because that's what ultimately keep your perseverance going, and keep that, you know, that mentality that won't bring you down.
Andrew, where can people see this?
Sure. Our website, it's the easiest diocesan website in the country, dio.org, dio.org. It's right there on the homepage, dio.org.
Andrew, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.